Good morning to those who support the broadcast. Abdiel, who is in the studio, and the population that follows us every day, including weekends, Saturday and Sunday. We have some pleasant news. We don't have any fatalities to report, and it's important every time that we can give out this information. There are 631 patients admitted in our hospitals. That's the lowest number we have had in the last 15 days. Suspects 464 and confirmed 177. In primary health care, we have 1,699 people being monitored by our healthcare personnel. Yesterday, 1,718 samples were analyzed to diagnose COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2 virus. In the molecular biology laboratory of the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, 749, it is the laboratory with the largest capacity that we have in our country, in addition to being the reference laboratory. In the molecular biology laboratory of Santiago de Cuba, 365, in Villa Clara, 288, in Havana, 282, and in the Brothers Amigueiras Hospital, they had taken a large number of samples yesterday, so yesterday what was left to process was 34 samples. As a result of these 1,718 samples that were analyzed yesterday, 15 were positive for 0.87% of the tests analyzed that were positive for COVID-19. In this way, Cuba accumulates 92,629 samples taken and 1,931 positives, 2.1% of the samples processed. The 15 new confirmed cases are all Cuban, a situation that has been going on for several days now. Of the 15 new confirmed cases, 100% are contacts of confirmed cases. A thorough epidemiological analysis was done and they were detected even when they were already in care centers. They were admitted as contacts of the cases studied. And thus, in Cuba, in the epidemic of this disease, of the 1,931 cases that have been confirmed, 1,690, 89.4%, have been contacts of previously confirmed cases. In all cases yesterday, the source of infection was established. However, we accumulate 69 cases, 3.6% of the pandemic, whose source of infection has not been identified yet. And no changes with the cases with source of infection abroad, 131 that had been diagnosed in previous weeks, 7%. The female sex is ahead with 9 cases out of yesterday's 15, 60%. However, in the accumulated epidemic, 48.9% are of the female sex, 945. 6 cases of yesterday were male, 986 accumulate, 51.1%. In a future briefing, I will comment on some studies that have been done where an explanation is given as to why the disease is more frequent in the male sex than in the female sex. And we will even explain why the male sex has some characteristics that we will explain in due course, which make evolution sometimes even more complicated than the female sex. 60% of yesterday's cases, that is 9 of the 15, were asymptomatic, and already in the Cuban epidemic, 50%, that is 967 cases, have been asymptomatic at the time of the diagnosis. the issue of symptomatic people in this disease is one of the things that gives it more complexity. The most affected age group was 40 to 60 years old with 8 cases, that is 53.3%. Yesterday, a 7-year-old boy from Central Havana who was the contact for a previously confirmed case, and another 16-year-old boy also from Central Havana, he was the contact for a confirmed case, they were diagnosed. Thus, 196 children have been confirmed in our country, of which 166 have already been discharged. And as we always reiterate, none with an unfavorable evolution of the disease. By province, Havana is in first place. Havana has 86.6% of the 15 cases diagnosed yesterday. The 13 cases are concentrated in Central Havana municipality with 5, in Boyeros, Arroyo Naranjo, La Lisa, Havana Vieja, Cotorro, Cerro, Guanabacoa, and Plaza de la Revolución, 1 in each of these municipalities. In the province of Matanzas, a case is diagnosed in the municipality of Matanzas, in the case of the province of Ciego de Ávila, a case is confirmed in the municipality of Morón. This is from an event that is open in that province in Turiwano. Of the 1,931 patients diagnosed, 177 are still admitted, which is what for epidemiological analysts and mathematical analysis, they call it the active cases, which are those that are still admitted with confirmation of COVID-19. An important data, 97.4% of these 177 cases, that is 173, have a stable clinical evolution without any complication of the disease. Unfortunately, we have to remember the 81 deaths that we have accumulated in our country, which gives us a lethality of 4.19%. With the 81 accumulated deaths, the lethality in Cuba is of 4.19%. It remains in the 15th place in the region of the Americas, and the region, it has a lethality of 5.93 on average. 12 countries have a lethality rate above 5.93. We always recall the 2 patients who were evacuated from our country at the beginning of the epidemic. And yesterday, another favorable indicator. Remember that we said that 15 cases were confirmed. However, 40 were discharged yesterday. And so we can say that of the 1,931 patients diagnosed in Cuba, 1,671, that is 86.5%, have recovered, are discharged, and they are incorporated to their everyday activities, although among them there are some who are still under the strict surveillance that is kept 14 days after the patient's clinical discharge. Today we have 1 patient in critical and 3 patients in serious condition, the same number as yesterday. With much satisfaction, we saw the images on television yesterday of 1 case that has accompanied us in our briefings since the beginning of this pandemic. We saw the discharge of this nurse that came from Venezuela, that she came ill, that she was in serious condition, then in critical, and then she later improved, and then she had a group of complications. And already, to our great satisfaction, yesterday we saw how this nurse from Villa Clara was released after 2 months of fighting the disease. The world, we would all like, firstly, for the people who live in those countries, and secondly, first, for the people who live in those countries, and secondly, so that the world can have some peace of mind, but the news, unfortunately, are not very good anyway. Some people are even thinking that the epicenter is moving to the Americas, to Latin America, with a number of cases that have been confirmed. There are still 185 countries with cases of COVID-19. Yesterday, 106,604 cases were confirmed worldwide. That brings the total number of confirmed cases to 5,067,579. And unfortunately, 4,807 people died yesterday, bringing the total number of deaths to 332,711 for a lethality of 6.5%, which is similar to yesterday's. The region of the Americas already accounts for 45.49% of the total number of cases reported in the world, and yesterday, 59,870 cases were diagnosed in our region, for a total of 2,305,094 confirmed cases in the region. The death toll was of 3,284 people yesterday, and the total is of 136,725 fatalities, which gives the Americas region a lethality of 5.93%. And this is all the information we had and to give you today.